You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, the draft is upon us, the Major League Players draft, of course, that we all are highly anticipating is this week starting on Thursday. So let's talk a little bit about what the teams are thinking. Let's talk about the Mariners. I'm Allison Swinner, and I'm here with Greg Johns. And Greg, well, first of all, this is the first one for Jerry Depoto with this organization. So do you think that there'll be like shifts in philosophy, or is it pretty much taking the best available and going from there?
Well, I think every organization always says we're going to take the best guy available. So I do think DePoto has kind of a leaning toward college guys, especially college pitchers. If it comes down to a pitcher, and the sense is that I'm getting that they'll probably go the college route. He did that. You know, it's tough to kind of pick up his history with the Angels because he was the GM for 4 years there, and two of those years they didn't have a first rounder. They tended to spend. Go big on free agents, Pujols and C.J. Wilson, those kind of guys, and gave up some first-round compensation picks. So he only had two first-rounders in his 4 years, and they were kind of later-round picks, and both college kids. Getting a sense, talking to him a little bit since he's gotten here, I do think he kind of likes the college guys if they're available. So a couple names I think keep an eye on, maybe Justin Dunn, the pitcher out of Boston College a lot of people have said the Mariners are interested in, and Louisville center fielder Corey Ray is another real good athlete that they're apparently in on. When you're picking number 11, which is where they are, you kind of have to wait and see how things go above you, and usually there's a surprise, somebody kind of falls, and you got to make a call there. So, you know, who they're interested in is is largely going to depend on kind of what comes to them at that point in the draft. But will be interesting. Thursday they pick number 11.
Number 11. Yeah, so I think it's interesting. I was talking about this with Alvin Gonzalez, who covers the Angels, and just about, like, I think one of the more intriguing things is just about, like, the college player versus the high school player. So the high school player, there could be more upside because there's not as much wear and tear on them. They're young. You can shape them a little bit. The college player gives you a chance to improve your club, maybe your major league club, a little bit faster. And so you think that factors in at all, like when a team is sitting around and deciding like which way they're going to go, just as far as like, you know, if they're in any kind of, not desperation mode, but a need to get better faster, or if the top levels of your minor league system are kind of thin, maybe go heavy on college. Do you think that factors into it?
Well, I think most teams try to take the longer term route, and certainly DePoto here in his first year has you know, it's not like his job's on the line. He's got to get somebody here real quick. You know, I think sometimes you see a GM, you know, when he is kind of getting in that, boy, we better get some help here. Hurry, I'm not going to be around. But DePoto not really in that stage here. I think he does look long term and will look long term. I just think when you're looking at college guys, you feel safer. You know, it's tough judging 18-year-old kids, but sometimes you get a guy with high upside, and I think, you know, you're more likely to make that gamble, you know, when you're down the road a little bit. Taiwan Walker, probably a great example with the Mariners. You know, he was a compensation pick. I think it was late 30s or 40 type, you know, pick. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. But, you know, he wasn't a real high kid, but one who's really come on, and he was just a really good athlete, and they liked him where he was. Hadn't played a lot of baseball at that time. Was kind of a basketball player in high school, and they saw a guy with huge upside, and you know, that, bang, he's wound up a much better pick than they had. The Mariners, you know, had three picks in the top three of the overall draft 3 years in a row with Ackley, Holtzman, and Zanino, and not one of those guys is on the club. And you know, so you like to think the college route is safer and you have a better judge of what you got when a kid's 21, 22 years old. But it's not a perfect science, as everyone knows, and particularly in baseball, it really seems hard to necessarily nail those guys down. So, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. was a high school pick. That seemed to work out okay. Alex Rodriguez, they picked out of high school. That seemed to work out okay. You know, you just never know. But it is an interesting call, and I, you know, we'll see how they go. I think it just kind of depends on the GM and the personnel people and kind of what they're looking at. But, you know, I think it's not it's not impossible the Mariners would go a high school route. You know, Blake Rutherford's athletic outfielder out of California that's you know, kind of been mentioned in their neighborhood there in that 10-11 area. So, you know, he's one that we might see pop up. So it will be, you know, interesting to talk to DePoto and Tom McNamara after they make their choice and kind of how they went with this particular year.
Yeah, it should be noted that about 5% of every player that's drafted actually gets to the big league. So most of the guys that we hear their names called the next few days, we're not going to hear much from after that. So you really have to try to hit on a few of them, and then that would be a successful draft. So okay, so let's talk about I have to say that Texas Rangers have been beating everybody. They are on this tear, but they have sort of been a buzzsaw. They've been a buzzsaw for everyone, but for the Mariners this past weekend, the Mariners lost four straight, being swept by the Rangers. But my goodness, I mean, the Rangers were almost unstoppable. But what was that feeling like when that series was over? That was a pretty big one. We were talking about it last week, and I was like, oh, this could be interesting. It had to have been a bummer for them to lose all three of those.
Sure, you go in, dead tied with the Rangers. You head into Arlington, and you drop three. That's a gut punch a little bit, but it's where they are in the season. Plenty of time to make it up. They play the Rangers three here in Seattle this coming weekend, so another big series, and those two teams will be bouncing their heads. But yeah, Texas playing real well. Seattle came in not playing well and kept playing that way. Their pitching just kind of hit a bad stretch there. Their starters kind of got rough in San Diego and Texas, and then they had a couple defensive miscues in the game. Kind of felt like they gave one away that they really should have had. They definitely felt that one. They're four games back now. Texas just kind of keeps winning. It's a long, long way to go, but Texas definitely looking like a team to beat in the West right now, and Seattle, They certainly feel like they can be right there. They're going to need to play good ball to get there. There's a couple guys coming back from injuries. Ketel Marte back now, and Leonis Martin should be back this weekend, and that's going to be huge because I keep saying, their pitching has struggled, and some of that falls on the arms, but your defense makes a huge difference. Sometimes you just don't really notice. A ball falls in here that should have been caught, and a guy advances on it. An outfielder that maybe doesn't have as good an arm, or doesn't get made in the infield, and suddenly your pitching looks horrible, and it adds up. So they need to get all cylinders going to be that kind of team. Their offense is clicking really well. Nelson Cruz hitting the ball all over the place now, they certainly seem to have the pieces that can put together. They just need to get them going on all cylinders. Keep up with Texas right now.
Yeah, that was my last point that I want to talk about. Nelson Cruz, 5 home runs in the last 6 games. He's got 15 on the season. You can't ask for more than that, and to have a lineup with him, with Cano, I mean, that has to happen, right? For any of this to work, that's one of the things that has to be consistent.
Yeah, and we've seen Nelson. I mean, he hits them in bunches when he gets going. We saw it last year. He just had some tremendous streaks. And when he was really hitting last year, Cano wasn't, and that kind of was a factor. They need to get both those guys going, and Kyle Seager going. When that happens, you got a pretty good lineup. It's pretty surprising to me the Mariners leading the majors in home runs. I don't know if that's still true. Was it a couple days ago? So, right up there among the league leaders in home runs. That's not really what you expect with a team playing in Safeco Field and this lineup. They kind of built around being more of an on base and kind of helping out those guys in the middle. But they've certainly got production up and down the lineup, and the offense is definitely looking like a team that can compete. And if you get that pitching squared away, King Felix on the DL right now, certainly a big factor, but they got James Paxton came out second start out and looked dynamite, was throwing 100 miles an hour and looking like a guy that I felt all along that he could be if he gets squared away. And then they brought up this kid, Edwin Diaz, awesome. He's a 22-year-old kid out of Puerto Rico that they just converted to a reliever, and they bring him up. He hit 101 on the radar gun in his first outing in the big leagues, and everybody went, holy cow, this is something special. 1-2-3 inning, and it looks like he could be a factor as well. So, a couple power arms they suddenly come up with here in the middle of the season with Paxton and Diaz coming in. So things change. It's funny, you always say long season, and things change over the course of it. So we'll keep an eye on those guys going forward as well.
Yeah, I definitely think the Seattle Mariners will still be fighting for something in the last week of the season. So I don't think there's any doubt about that. So, okay, thank you so much, Greg. Appreciate it. Enjoy the draft. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Allison. Good talking to you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.